we're going to continue to check in with those we've talked to last year, especially early on as the state started shutting down in earnest. We go next to essential workers, and we're going to continue to take your calls. Are you an essential worker, frontline worker? Do you feel essential? Has your community made you feel essential? How has your work changed over the last year? And if you are not employed now, what do you want of the new normal to be for you when it comes to work? Do you have hope of regaining your job? You can call us at 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also tweet us at Radio Boston. So we welcome two guests back today. The first is Jose Lopes, who has worked at Stop and Shop in Brigham Circle for 38 years, and then Elizabeth Davis, a home care worker in Springfield, Greenfield, and Amherst. Jose, welcome back to you.
Thank you for having me.
And Elizabeth, welcome back to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jose, I think I'm going to start with you. I have to backtrack. It's wonderful to hear both of your voices. I'm really looking forward to catching up with you both now. So, Jose, I'll start with you. We talked with you first back in April about life on the front lines for essential workers like yourself. We were all still figuring out even what that was. And you described it at the time as going into the unknown. Have you been since then? And do you still feel like you're sort of navigating uncharted waters all the time?
Not anymore. Not as navigating unnavigable waters, but we are still in a precarious situation. We still worry about the disease every day, but it's not as bad as it used to be because it's been a year. So it's been a long time that we have to wear a mask.
And Elizabeth, when we talked to you last, you reminded us that you are yourself high risk. How have you been, and are you feeling more safe at all with your work? We just got a dial tone, so I wonder if we just lost one of our guests. Do I have you, Elizabeth? Okay, so we lost Elizabeth. That dial tone was Elizabeth, and everyone knows I really want her back because I can't wait to talk to her. So, Jose, we'll try to get Elizabeth back. I'm going to come back to you. Let's talk about being an essential worker. Everyone knows that there was a period last spring where essential workers were celebrated, despite not having enough PPE, despite working under really extreme conditions. Do you feel like we have ever recognized, really fully recognized, the risks that folks like you had to take every day over the last 365 days?
Not really. It's become a norm for people to just go in the stores and find people that work there. So no, they did recognize it, but as the time has gone on, it's gone back to a normal superstore. Going to a store and shopping is just that you're wearing a mask and you're staying away from each other.
And what would recognition now feel like or look like for you, Jose? What would you want?
Not that I personally want anything particular. It's just I think that the government should recognize it. I think that people around us should recognize that we were very important to them at that particular time. And we normally are anyways, but it's just that we're under the radar usually.
So I do think we have Elizabeth back. Let me just put the phone number out real quick, 1-800-423-8255. If you're an essential worker, if you've been going in every day over this last year, if you share experiences with Jose and Elizabeth, call us and tell us your story. Again, 800-423-8255. So Elizabeth, let me bring you back again. When we talked with you, you told me that you are high risk yourself. Have you been feeling safe? Have you remained safe? And does it feel like it's turning a corner for you, or does work still feel risky every day?
No, I feel safe with it because our PPE has been coming to us overwhelmingly, I have to say, and that my coworkers, they all wear their PPEs. We are protecting our clients. And I'm so excited because of the vaccine that had came out and that it was approved. And I did get my vaccine, both my shots, and I am fully vaccinated. And my clients are fully vaccinated. But yet, when I go into the stores, I double mask because there's people that still refuse and wear their masks. And because of the variant that is out there. And another thing, too, is that I am being recognized as a frontline worker, where in the beginning I wasn't. So now that I'm out there, I wear my badge, people recognize me, and they thank me for all that I do. I'm feeling better. The tunnel is still long, but I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, because I'm encouraging people to get fully vaccinated, that, and that they should trust the science. And plus, the black and the brown community, I urge them very, very much to trust science. Get vaccinated, because our community is the one that got hit the hardest.
So I want to come back to Jose on essential workers and vaccinations in a minute. Elizabeth, I'm thrilled that you're feeling safe and that you're vaccinated. That's great news. Also that the people that you work with are. We do have calls coming in. I want to grab a couple of caller thoughts here. We've got Bruce on the line. Bruce, I think you're on the road in Longwood. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Just fine, Bruce. Go for it.
Okay, great. So my name's Bruce. I'm a nurse. I'm in my car right now, and I travel around from nursing home to nursing home, starting IVs of different types, and I work in an ICU. I was listening to the radio because I'm in my car, and the essential worker thing came up, and, you know, the medical people and other people, too, but medical people in my experience, you know, we've gone through a year of this whole thing, and the stress, the exposure to ourselves and to our families has been significant. And I'm a nurse. I get paid pretty well. I'd like to get paid more, but I look at myself, and I also look at, like, the CNAs in particular that are right there on the front line, exposing themselves, taking chances on themselves and their family. And I don't see any compensation for this. I see posters and billboards and signs in front of buildings, but what about some stuff like compensation, like hazard pay, like no taxes for a year, like something along those lines that says, you know, you put yourself on the line, we should give you something back.
Bruce, it's a great point. Thank you. Let me take it back from you there. Thanks for calling in, and thank you for doing your work, Bruce, over the last year. I do want to add one more voice here. Sasha in Dorchester. Sasha, go ahead.
Good afternoon. How are you? I just wanted to go back. I know we've moved past the tea topic, but I think it's important to tie it into being an essential worker and the question, do we feel essential? You know, and right now I'm not feeling very essential. You know, throughout this whole pandemic, I've been going into Boston and coming back every single day. And, you know, it's not just us. It's the people that operate the teeth. We have the people that work the commuter rails and the buses and the subway systems. And I think it's extremely important to note how these service cuts are directly affecting us. And eventually when people do go back to work, when we hopefully see in some positive change in the next month or years or however long it takes. But I really think it's important that Steve Pofsek, general manager, and anybody else on the financial fiscal board that they have to sit down with these politicians that spoke today, like Stephen Lynch and Marty Walsh, and seriously discuss how they are impacting the people that they are supposed to be serving, and that is the people of Massachusetts and Greater Boston. I can't
Thanks,
stress
Sasha.
That enough.
Thank you, Sasha. I'm going to take it back from you there. We're starting to lose your sound, but I feel like we got all your main points in there. Jose, do you mind if I ask, do you take public transportation for work?
No, I don't.
Elizabeth, do you? Have either of you had to rely on it, Elizabeth?
No, I didn't have to rely on it.
All right. Well, Sasha gives us an important voice there then about the experience of doing essential work and riding the T. Thanks for that, Sasha. Jose, I'm going to come back. It's this question of appreciation, respect, realization of the dangers of your work. Delightfully, we heard that Elizabeth has been eligible and received a vaccination. Our grocery store workers are not yet. They are in phase two, but teachers have moved up in phase two. We're not done vaccinating people in the over 65 and comorbidities category. How have you felt about where your line of work stands in the vaccination plan?
Well, personally, I'm okay with it, but there's a lot of other people in the grocery business that work in the grocery areas that seem to think it's unfair. It's unfair that we've been out there since the start and continued the whole time, but yet we're being pushed back. The teachers are moving up because they're going back. Students are going back to school. We understand that, but it should be at least it should be been together. Should have been the frontline workers should be combined with the teachers, and so they can get that vaccine.
Elizabeth, now that you and the people that you serve are vaccinated, what is possible in how you do your work that wasn't in April or June or September?
I'm more at ease knowing that my clients are vaccinated, that their family members, like the little granddaughters, they can come, but their bigger adult children have not been able to come to visit the clients. So the families are still being separated. But I feel comfortable. It's more important that I get vaccinated because I'm the one who do the direct care for my clients. So it's essential for me to have been vaccinated. And, like, I wish that everybody could get vaccinated at one time, but it's not impossible. But I encourage everybody to keep wearing their mask. I'm still wearing mine even though I am fully vaccinated. I'm not above getting coronavirus, but what it does, it helps me to not get seriously sick, not end up in a hospital, and not end up dying. And that's what the vaccination does.
Thank you for that, Elizabeth. And it's an important reminder for our listeners. Jose, so when all of our essential workers are vaccinated, and hopefully when we reach a point of herd immunity, what are you looking forward to going back to normal or returning to in your work at Stop and Shop?
Well, the foremost thing that I'm looking forward to is being without a mask. That's the most most exciting thing that's going to happen to us, that we don't have to focus on how to breathe, not to touch your mask, not to touch your face, washing your hand constantly, stuff like that. That's what I'm looking forward to.
All right, I'm going to grab one more call from another essential worker here. We've got Jill on the line in Burlington. Oh, we might have just lost Jill. Did I just lose Jill, control room? Okay, so we just lost Jill, but I will carry her point forward because Jill is a postal worker who wanted to remind folks that postal workers have also been working nonstop through all of this and feeling maybe like they're not being recognized for their work as well. Jose, I'm going to stay with you one more minute here and just ask you, if there's a listener today who would like to show some respect or gratitude to somebody who's been doing it day in and day out for all of us over the last year, what's one thing you would suggest that they could do, some small thing?
Well, I mean, a thank you is great, but show some respect show the distance, because people are getting lax in the stores. They're crowding the stores. They're not actually doing what they should be doing, which is stay away from each other and give space. That's one of the most important things. Fortunately, a lot of people are wearing the mask, which is good, but spacing is not there.
And Elizabeth, you've really emphasized mask wearing, which Jose just did as well, and he told us about social distancing. Any other advice for listeners who want to show gratitude?
Yes, just keep wearing your mask, stay your distance, wash your hands, and recognize those who are essential. Let them know that you appreciate all that they do, because we come out there. We don't know whether we're going to return home well with our families. A lot of us are still separated from our families. We can't see our families because of the coronavirus. But I encourage everyone, even though you're vaccinated, please wear your mask, stay your distance, wash your hands until we can feel some type of normalcy. And my normalcy would be that I can get back up on a cruise ship and take my cruise.
Well, I will hope for that for you. Elizabeth Davis, a home care worker in Springfield, Greenfield, and Amherst. Jose Lopes, who has worked at Stop and Shop in Brigham Circle for 38 years. Elizabeth, Jose, I appreciate you. Thank you for what you're doing, and thanks for being on Radio Boston.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.